弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Oh, good morning, brothers, sisters.
我们主里平安。
Oh, with peace in the Lord.
我们感谢主的恩典，我们又一次聚在他自己的跟前。
We thank the Lord's mercy. We can be gathered before Him.
我们每一次波饼聚会之后，年长的弟兄都说都不需要讲道。
Usually our elderly brother would say after the breaking of the bread, there's no need for giving a message.
但是他每一次都说，我还是顺服弟兄们的安排，讲一点话。
But every time he would say, I will follow after the brothers' arrangements and say a few words.
因为我们每一次拨饼纪念主的时候，我们都是一同来到他宝座的跟前。
Because every time we break the bread, we come before his throne.
其实我们碰到主了，我们什么问题都没有。
Once you touch the Lord, everything is resolved.
所以等一下你们如果太累要睡觉，也可以啊。
So if you get too tired, you can take a nap. That's fine.
我早上还是愿意跟大家，我们一起来先读一段主的话。
Well, we want to read God's words together.
我们打开诗篇105篇，我们从16节一起，你愿意用什么样的言语读？读到22节。
Oh, let us read Psalm 105 from verses 16 through 22.
诗篇105篇16到22节。
In any language, Psalm 105, 16 through
22. 16节。
Verse 16.
Moreover,
he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom.
将智慧教导他的长老。我们再读一处是，其实有很多圣经我想读。
There are many verses I want to read.
好不好我们先读一下创世纪第一章二十八节，我们很熟悉的。
Let us read Genesis 1 verse 28. We're very familiar.
创世纪第一章二十八节。
Genesis 1:28.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满
Fill the earth.Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
我们再读启示录第五章九到十节。
And we want to read from Revelation, chapter 5.
启示录第五章九跟十节。
Chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals. You were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
圣经我们读起来啊，很多时候我们都舍不得放下。
Often when we read the Bible, we don't want to let it put it down.
因为有很多的话，当它一解开的时候呢，就给我们很多的激励。
Because many words, when they are open to us, they encourage us.
我们刚才所读的诗篇，大家都晓得，这是约瑟的故事。
The psalm that we read, we know it's the story of Joseph.
但是你看到神在约瑟一生他所经历的也可以说是有13年的训练与很多的艰难， 但是最后神把他放在宝座上。
So Joseph, he went through 13 years of much difficulty and trials, and yet at the end, God put him on the throne.
那我们就想起起初神造人的时候，不单叫我们生养众多，遍满这地，还要治理这地，管理神所做的一切。
And we recall from Genesis, when God created man, that he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over all the living things.
然后我们看到启示录第五章天上的一个敬拜的时候，
And when we see in Revelation 5, the worship that's in heaven,
那里说对我们对神的羔羊，只有他配拿书卷，揭开七印，因为他曾被杀，从各族各民各方中买了人来，叫他们归于神，而且叫他们做国民做祭司，归于神。最后一句话，在地上执掌王权。
And we hear that the Lamb of God who is worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, and he was slain, and out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
在新约有很多处的圣经，比如说提摩太后书二章，那里说，我若与主同死，也必与他同活，我们若能忍耐，也能够与他一同作王。
We know from 2 Timothy chapter 2, for this is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
我的字幕啊，这次好像是一个有一就很广的一个负担来到弟兄姊妹的。
So my train of thought this time, it seems to be very broad that when I come among brothers and sisters.
但是我有这个负担呢，是连上我去年就是这个主日在这里交通的，不知道弟兄姊妹你们还有没有人记得一点点。
But my burdens this time really connects with the message that I shared with you last year around this time.
就是去年感恩节之后那个主日，我记得是12月1号。
It was last year, after Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is December 1st.
那一次我在这里交通的是要做良善忠心的。
So what I shared then was to be a good and faithful servant.
特别是从马太福音25章跟路加福音19章那里讲到的。
Especially from Matthew 25 and also Luke 19.
就讲到主给我们恩赐，叫我们去服侍，而且叫我们去结果子，叫我们去赚更多的银子。
Talking about how we using our gifts, how we can do trading and also to earn more.
而且我特别讲的在路加福音19章那个是每人给的都是一样的。
And we mentioned in Luke 19 that everyone is given the same amount.
好像马太福音重点是讲到主给我们的恩赐，叫我们去服侍他。
It seems like in Matthew, God gives us gifts in order to serve him.
但是在路加福音那里面，每个人是相同的。我们特别提到，特别重点是讲到主给我们一个相同的生命，叫我们生命的能够成熟成长。来建造他的教会。
But in Luke, we are given the same. So we're saying the life that we have received is able to mature and that we can experience it.
但是每一次当我们交通到不是主，我们特别讲到良善忠心的仆人，我们特别只是看到那个忠心。
So often when we speak about the good and faithful servant, we focus usually on the faithfulness.
所以我的负担其实一直希望不忠心，我们大家讲了很多，在圣经里面我们看到很多的很明显的榜样。
So regarding faithfulness, we see many examples in the Bible.
但是，如果你看主在路加福音十九章十七节，还有马太福音25章21、23节，那给主人说。好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Oh, so you read about the words in Luke 19, which says, well done, good servant. And then in Matthew 23, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful, so come enter into the joy of your Lord.
你看，特别是牧家19章17节，那里特别说好，良善的仆人。
And especially in Luke 19, it says, well done, good servant.
所以我讲完那一次的信心以后，我里面一直有负担，我们一直其实在讲，不是主，我们是重在中心，而主特别是把良善放在中心的前面。
So I had that burden that we have been speaking much about having a good and faithful, and we've been talking about faithfulness, and yet we see that the Lord puts good before the faithfulness.
我讲完以后，我后来跟有一个是今年初我跟一个弟兄交通，哎呀，我说我们讲到中心呢，我们在特别在旧约里面我们讲到摩西，这个是最好的一个榜样，对不对？
So we have been, I was sharing with a brother earlier that regarding faithfulness in the Old Testament, we speak about Moses.
我说这个我有一个不单是讲良善，我说这个要讲谁？
But now I have a burden to talk about the good.So who should I use?
那我们有个弟兄就提醒我，你怎么把约瑟忘记？
So a brother reminded me, why have you forgotten about Joseph?
你看看约瑟的一生，你看到特别是诗篇105篇，那里讲到他一生的经历，最后叫他坐在埃及的宝座上来治理这地，而且供应了那个时代全地的粮食。
And so if you look at Joseph, how he went through the difficulties and in his life, and yet, especially in Psalm 105, how God eventually put him on the throne in Egypt, and he is able to have dominion over the, he has provision of the, all the food.
所以如果我们真实在主面前做一个主所说好，你就良善忠心的仆人。
So truly, if we are before the Lord as a good and faithful servant,
其实你真是所以能够给主，你能够忠心，是因为你有主的性情。
The fact that we can be faithful is because we have God's nature.
我一直讲，多年来我蒙年长的弟兄的帮助。
Many years we have been helped by our elderly brothers.
我们这些年长的弟兄，你在他们身上碰到的不光光是忠心，而且是非常的良善。
We not only observe their faithfulness, but we also observe their goodness.
你知道圣经里面最明显的，我们都知道，在三卷福音书里面都有那个少年人的官来到耶稣的跟前，称呼说良善的夫子啊，我当做什么才能够得到永生呢？
We know in the three Gospels, there is that the young rich ruler who came before Jesus asking, good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
对，马太十九章、路加十章、马太十九章、路加十八章、马可十章都同样的记载那一句。
So in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record that.
说有一个少年人的官来问耶稣。
That the young rich ruler came to Jesus.
良善的夫子啊，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？
He says, good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
那主就问他说，你为什么称我为良善呢？除了神以外，再没有良善。
And Jesus says, why do you call me good? Besides God, there's no one good.
也就是说这个少年人的官他在耶稣身上碰到了神的生命。
So this young rich ruler, upon Jesus, he touched the life of God.
你知道神在我们每个人的身上，当他造我们的时候，我们都知道他是按照他自己的形象和样式来造我们。
But we know that God has created us in His own image and likeness.
但是你看到他特别是在那里讲到 叫我们不单单用生命来覆盖整个这地，而且还要治理这地。
But he, we see that he not only wants us to fill this earth with his life, but we have to administer and have dominion over this living things.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我们都看到我们需要活出主的生命，不要活出我们亚当的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we hope we see that God wants us to live out not the Adamic life, but the life of God.
所以我们需要走十字架的道路，我们把去掉我们自己天然的生命，我们要舍己背十字架来跟从主。
So we have to deny ourselves to pick up our cross and to follow the Lord and walk the way of the cross.
所以刚才我们提摩太后书二章十一节那里说，有可信的话说，我若与主同死，也必与他同活。我们若能忍耐，下面说，也必和他一同作王。
So the verse in 2 Timothy, if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
所以我们在约瑟的身上，我们看到他一生的经历。
So upon the life of Joseph, we see his experience in his life.
你看最后他是坐在宝座上。
So eventually, he was sitting on the throne.
神在他身上得到他在造人的时候不单单要得到我们有他生命的性质，还要带出他生命那个作王的生命来治理。
So God not only obtained this upon Joseph the nature of a king, but he also want to gain the reigning power just as he wants to gain from us.
但是你知道这个作王的生命是怎么显出来的？
But you see this the life of a reigning king, how is it manifested?
当然我想我们在座的弟兄姊妹可能尤其你读英文的，你读过姜弟兄在创世纪里面那个八个人物，对不对？
If you have read from Stephen Kahn's the eight characters in the Old Testament.
In the book of Genesis.
In the book of Genesis.
第一个是亚当，最后一个是约瑟。
So the first was Adam and the last was Joseph.
我知道有弟兄们现在要把这本书翻译成中文啊。
I know some brothers are translating it into Chinese.
然后最后一个人物约瑟的时候，他说约瑟和宝座。
So the last character was Joseph and the throne.
你就看到神在约瑟身上恢复出他本来造人的时候，要人能够带出他作王生命的那一面。
So upon Joseph, we see how God wants to bring out the fact that he wants us to be with the life of a king.
这个就把我带回来，神要在我们身上得出那个良善，而带出来最后的一个结局。
So this takes me to where God wants to bring out that goodness in us to a conclusion.
因为他给我们的生命不单单是他的宝血洁净了我们的罪，解决了我们个人的问题。
He gives us his life, not only to cleanse us of our sins, and resolves our individual issues.
他把他的生命给我们，是要完成他生命的使命的另外一方面。就是恢复在地上他的权柄。
He wants us to revive his authority in us.
而且这个权柄不是人来的，不是人争取来的。
This authority is not taken by force, it's not asked for by from men.
是人能够与他一同受苦、忍耐。顺服和我们自己这个旧生命不掉了，我们这个没有良善，没一个人里面是良善。
So there's nothing good in us, and So we all try to remove the old life from us.
但是你看到在约瑟的一生。
But in Joseph's life,
是降低降低受苦被冤枉。你看到但是没有改变他那个良善向着神那个生命的那个本性。
So we see Joseph's life. He was humbled and humbled, but it never changed the goodness of his life.
我记得我多次听江弟兄讲道的时候，他在讲台上，啊，忍不住流泪，非常的痛苦的样子。
I remember several times Brother Stephen Kong preaching.Several times he shed tears on the pulpit. He was speaking of himself, how corrupt he was.
那个时候就对我来讲，我很不明白。
And,
我说，你老人家觉得自己败坏，那我们要挖个洞，钻到地底下去吧。
For him, it was very difficult for me to understand if Stephen Kong would say that he is corrupt.And then what could we do? We need to dig a hole and hide ourselves.
但是真正在光的底下，我们看到我们的本性，我们没有一个是良善。
But under that light, we see our nature. None of us, not one is good.
我记得有一次，就是我们大家知道我有时在这个所谓的我们在。网上有个基督学房，有一次跟学生们一起聚会的时候呢，我讲了一句话，后来有一个同学呢就跟我讲，他说他很震惊我讲这句话。
In the Academy of Christ, one time in our meeting, one student heard me say something and he was shocked.
然后我对他的反应啊，我很失望，我觉得我们很失败。
And I remember I was very disappointed when I heard his reason for being shocked.
因为我在讲台上说，你看看我们这几个老师，其实没有一个是好东西。
Because I said when during the meeting that if you look at these teachers, including myself, none of us are good.
哎呀，这个人他说你讲这句话，我很 shock， 我很惊讶。
So the student says, when you said this, I was shocked.
他以为我们都是好东西。
He thought that all the teachers, including me, are good.
所以我对他这种反应，我觉得我们真是太失败。
When he had this reaction, I thought we really fall short.
弟兄姊妹，照着我们的天然的本性，没有一个良善。
Brother,
这是主耶稣讲的话。
Brother, sister,
除了神以外没有一个是良善。
Brother, sisters, our Lord Jesus has said that except God, there's no one who is good.
我们从约瑟的身上我们看到他一直在那里学习，但是主在他身上表现出主生命的良善的一面。
We see that for JosephHe was learning all the time, and yet God revealed, manifested that goodness from him.
我们稍微，因为约瑟在创世纪里面很多的篇幅记载他的故事啊，那我们只能稍微的点几点。
Joseph's story is very long in the Bible, so we only point out a few points.
或者我们我想很熟悉的时候，我就不跟大家读了啊。从创世纪37章第二。到第四节这里就开头了讲了他17岁的时候开始的一段故事。
So from Genesis 37, beginning when he was about 17 years old, it begins his story.
第二节那里说约瑟17岁与他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉希伯的儿子们常在一起。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们父亲以色列原，就是雅各吧，以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣， 约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
But this is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
你知道约瑟的蒙他父亲的宠爱，我相信不光光因为是他年老生的，是他所最爱的那个妻子所生的之外，还有原因。
You know that Jacob loved Joseph in his old age, not only because he was born of his dear wife Rachel.
而且他有他自己约瑟的生命里面有一些他的特性是叫父母喜爱的。
And also there's something in Joseph's life that his parents is very pleased with.
我觉得在约瑟身上有良善，有天真无邪，有很单纯。
And I see upon Joseph his goodness and also a purity.
那你说他给他爸爸打小报告。
And you see how he had bad reports of his brothers to his father.
但如果你从约瑟一生他怎么样以后对他的哥哥们，你就发现他不是在那里搬弄是非的人。
But if you see the nature of his brothers later on, you find out that he wasn't speaking of nowhere.
他是很单纯，而且你看他很爱他的哥哥们，他报告给他父亲是为了叫他们好。
And so we see the purity of Joseph, that he gave the report to his father because he lovedhis brothers, and he meant good for them.
因为你不像世界上很多的人呢、啊，好像诗篇里面说，人人向邻舍说谎，他们说话是嘴唇油滑的。
Not like in Proverbs that people speak lies.
But anyway,
people speak lies to their neighbors and very slick language.
对，你说约瑟不是这种人。
Also, Joseph is not this kind of person.
因为后来你看到37章他又做了梦。
Because later on, chapter 37, he had some dreams.
这个两个梦呢，一个梦是他在那个他的禾捆在中间，其他11个禾捆都向他下拜。
Because one dream that he had was his sheep was standing and all the other sheep bowed down to him.
而且另外呢，说什么太阳月亮都向他下拜。
And the other dream was that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to him.
你知道在旧约，神好多时候用着梦来向人说话。
We know in the Old Testament, God uses dreams to speak to many men.
如果我们现在有很多人啊，就尤其是有点老奸巨猾了啊，就不会讲出这些神给他的话，那也是要还是最好不要讲。
And so many of us who are perhaps more elderly, we don't dare to speak something like these.
因为你这个明明是说十一个兄弟要向他下拜，最后连他爸爸妈妈都要向他下拜，这个。讲 这些话太不 political right.
Yeah, so the 11, if you dream of the 11, his 11 brothers bowing to you, even his parents having to bow to him, we wouldn't speak of these things because it's not politically correct.
但是你看他就是这样天真无邪，他有什么就说什么。
But he is so pure, and what he had, he spoke.
所以我觉得在他身上表现出一种特别的良善，但是这些良善也要经过受对付的最后啊。
So there's something, there's a goodness revealed from him, and yet this goodness needs to be dealt with.
我为什么这么 夸他呢？
Why do I commend him?
你看到最后他父亲叫他去看望他哥哥们啊，牧羊说平安不平安，对不对？
So we know his father Jacob asked him to visit his brothers to see if they were at peace.
然后呢你看他走迷了路。
And he lost his way. He lost his way, so he couldn't find them.
然后呢其实他明知道如果他是聪明一点啊我讲我们现在大家都很聪明。就差不多就得了嘛。
这
不是我的错我去找了结果找不到迷了路嘛。
So he, unlike us, he says, okay, I couldn't find them, so maybe in our days, we would say, oh, I've done what I could.
啊，但我你们可能比我好一点。我想有的时候我比较聪明一点，就差不多就算了。
So if I were him, I would say I tried my best, I couldn't find them.
啊，那他还去问人，结果一直找到多摊那个地方，找到他哥。
But he asked the people there, and then he sought until he reached Dothan, and that's where he found his brothers.
一个真正有一点良善的人，他是忠心的。
I say that for those who have some goodness, he is one who is faithful.
他是顺服他父亲给他的托付的。
He was obedient to the entrusting from his father.
不用我讲了，你们都知道这个故事。结果这些哥哥们，差点把他杀了，结果还是说这卖掉，把他卖到埃及去做奴奴，做奴隶。
So you know the story. He was of course betrayed by his brothers, and he was sold as a slave to Egypt.
然后到了这个波提法的家里。然后最后他给他的主母引诱然后陷害落到王的监里去。
And so we know that he worked as a servant in Potiphar's household, and Potiphar's wife accused him, and eventually he was put in the king's cell, king's prison.
你看但是在他的经历里面在他的生命里面你多少会看到有那么一点良善。
But in his life, we see more or less some goodness.
因为什么呢？当他的主母来引诱他的时候，你知道很多人呢，落到这种不幸、软弱、黑暗的里面，有的时候会妥协很多，不光是道德，对于神的标准，我们很多时候会容易
So, you know, under Potiphar's wife, often in such situations of weakness and darkness, we often become compromised. We make compromises.
但是约瑟他怎么说呢?
But what does Joseph say?
他我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢? 39章让你说。
Chapter 39, but Joseph says, How can I do this?To think so wicked and sin against God.
你就看到他还是里面带着那个神给他的良善生命那个特性有那么一点在他身上。
So you see that he still had in himself this life that the goodness that God has given him.
但是感谢主，你看到在他身上带出来另外一方面。
But thank the Lord that God brings out another facet from him.
在创世纪三十九章那个有四次第二节第三节二十一章是三节他在波提法家中并且在王的监里面有一句话是说耶和华与他。
But thank the Lord, there are four times when he was in Potiphar's house and also in the king's prison that the Lord was with him.
你看他那个时候是给卖到外邦做奴隶，然后后来给人陷害，又落到王的监里。但是同一章圣经里面四次说到耶和华在。
So he was sold as a slave.And he was wronged and he was put into prison. And yet, four times, the Bible says the Lord was with him.
我们实在相信他在不同的环境里面他是活在神的跟前。
Oh, we truly believe that in all environments, he was living before the Lord.
也就是说他是一个对的人，我们今天一些属灵的话。
So in our spiritual language today, we can say that he was right, he was in the right position before God.
弟兄姊妹，我实在特别有负担讲这一段的故事啊。我里面就是觉得今天我们其实在各种各样的压力环境的底下。
Brothers and sisters, I have this burden to speak on this because I realize we are under different tests and difficulties today.
很多时候当人落到这种人说非常不幸啊，非常悲惨啊，非常的气愤的这种啊的里面，这种遭遇里面，很多时候我们会有埋怨。
Often when we run into such what you call unfortunate or very wretched or terrible conditions, we have much complaint.
但你特别在约瑟的身上，他被陷害，降低、降卑、再降卑，到反而显出他生命的实质。
So in Joseph's case, how he was wronged.So he was humbled and humbled. It even reveals more of the nature in his heart.
蒙他父亲宠爱的环境里面变成极其艰难的外邦，而且下在监里面。
So from a place of love from his father, he was put into a foreign nation and a very difficult circumstance.
在他的生命里面，他能够越过这些环境。而让神的生命在那里掌权。
So he was able to move beyond these difficulties and let God's life reign in his heart.
所以常常一些艰难的环境的底下，能够把你的生命美丽的一面更显出。
So it's often in a very difficult circumstance that the life of Christ can be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是被环境打倒呢，我们还是能够在环境之上，凭着主的生命。
So, brothers, sisters, are we struck down by the environment around us, or is Christ's life reigning in us?
你看，今天我们这群蒙了大怜悯、蒙了主大爱的。
So today, we who have received this great mercy from God.
在以弗所书第二章四到六节那里的话。
From Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4.
那说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，便叫我们与他一同活过来。我们得救是神的恩典。第六节说，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，而且怎么样？一同坐在天上。
Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们从来都不谈地上的政治啊，但有的时候呢，我们也活在这种环境底下。我不知道你们纽约以后基督徒的日子会好不好过。
So we don't talk about politics, but we know in New York City, I don't know how your life would be under the new administration.
他讲的比较露骨，没有讲这么露骨。但是我们今天弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救，我们只是在属灵的这一方面我们得救了，我们就算了吗？
So brothers and sisters, when we receive mercy and are saved, is that what it is? Just be saved?
我们看到他虽然在为奴之家，但是他知道他的地位是与主一同坐在天上。
Even though he is in the house of slavery, and he knows his status, his position is in heaven.
他被陷害，不公道的审判，被冤枉，而且给人忘记了。
He was wronged, or he was accused, and people have forgotten about him.
但是你看到他是一个敬畏神的人，他在这种环境底下，他没有妥协。他说：“我岂能做这大恶得罪神吗？”他是一直活在神的跟前。
He did not fear God, but he feared God, and he did not compromise, and he lived in his presence.
一些疾病、一些痛苦，甚至失业，各种各样的灾难临到神的儿女的时候。
When illnesses and all trouble and all disasters come upon God's children,
如果你是一个对的人，
if you are a right person,
你是一个在神面前把他的生命活出来的良善的人，
if you live out God's life from you as a good person,
这些的难处是其实把你更厉害的推到神的跟前， 活出他生命的美丽。
So these problems actually push you toward God so that you can live out more of the beauty of the Lord.
你是被环境打倒了呢，还是你能够超越环境与主一同坐在天上？
Are you struck down by the environment that's around you, or do you allow the life of Christ to lift you and you can be in heaven?
你说，哎呀，你现在说的很轻松。
You say that this is easy for you to say.
我告诉你，神量给每个人都有他要学的功课。
I say to you that God measures each measure for each person.
你看到我们的主是降生在马槽，在最卑微、人家看不起的拿撒勒，那你还能够有什么好东西出来呢？
You know our Lord was born in a manger and you know, he came out of Nazareth. What good things come out of Nazareth?
神经常用这些不幸的遭遇来炼净我们。
So God uses these unfortunate happenings to purify us.
约瑟在他生命里面有那点良善。
So Joseph in his life, he has some good.
但是神仍然在那里用着这样
But God still uses his circumstances to purify him.
让他真实能够成为神手中合用的器皿。
So that he can truly become a useful utensil in God's hands.
所以保罗在腓立比书四章十二节那里告诉我。
So Paul in Philippians 4:10 says, 12 says,
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
他是那样被冤枉的，他最后在四十章跟九正说，我其实四十章第十五节说，我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，他们就把我下在监狱。
Joseph was truly wronged. Chapter Genesis 40:15. Indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon.
你看到他本来在被拐卖到人家里面，结果呢？他敬畏神，耶和华与他同在。他在家里面，主人就把一切的事情交给他。
So you know he was sold into slavery under Potiphar's household, and yet because God's presence was with him, he became lord in his house.
然后在监狱里面，结果他又是一个敬畏神的人，耶和华与他同在。监狱长就叫他来管理这个监狱。
And when he was in prison because he feared the Lord, the keeper of the prison also allowed him to lord over the prison.
但是他敬畏神，好像从人的眼睛来看，也没有带出什么好结果。
It seems like his fear of the Lord in man's sight didn't bring out any good results.
因为这个九正明明的他帮了他大忙，给他解了梦。
This chief butler he helped him a great deal. Yeah, he by interpreting his dream.
然后他说，我是这样给冤枉的。你出去，你知道他是九正是大官嘛？你出去给我讲句话，不要忘记我。
So because he was wrong, Joseph told the chief butler, you know, if when you go out, because you're an important official, you can help me out.
结果这个九正是没有良心的。
But this chief,
所以你们不要做没有良心的。
But this chief butler, he had no conscience, so don't be one without a conscience.
两年之后，不，出去两年，完全把这个难兄难弟啊，这个可怜的约瑟被冤枉了，他答应人家要帮忙，完全忘记。
So this chief butler, after leaving the prison for 2 years, he never remembered Joseph, who helped him out so great deal while he was in prison.
人可以忘记你。神,
a man can forget about you, but God will never forget you.
他仍然，我相信最后那两年呢，那日子可能是不好过的。
I believe the last 2 years was a very difficult living.
我不知道您有没有给人冤枉，给人遗忘。
I don't know whether you have been wronged by others or you have been forgotten by others.
这个对哥哥们好，反而恩将仇报啊。
You were so good to your elderly brothers, and yet they repaid you hatred for good.
但是你看到，仍然是那样，甘心活在主的跟前，神与他。
But he was so willing to live before the Lord, and God was with him.
你看到今天，很多人爱主侍奉主，我希望你们不是这样。是有一个拜偶像的这样的心理。
So many people worship the Lord, and I hope you don't have a heart of idol worship.
因为什么叫做拜偶像呢？
So
我做一点好事，你就多一点祝福。
Idol worship is when I do good deeds, you can reward me more.
你看今天我告诉你，原来我这样讲，希望你们这里没有。有很多基督徒啊，特别是这个成功神学啊，这些都是说你怎么样来奉献，怎么样对主好一点，你的祝福就多。你是为了祝福，为了吃饼来到主的跟前。
So forgive me for saying this, but there's many prosperity gospel that says when you do good deeds, you'll be rewarded more. So in order to gain that bread, the provision, do the good deeds.
我不是叫你们做坏事啊。
I'm not asking you to do bad deeds.
但是我们是为了什么来吃主？是为了敬畏神，是为了说我怎么能够行这大恶得罪神，这样的过一个正直的生活。
So are we to, when we serve the Lord, do we have that fear of the Lord and saying that how can I do such great sin to sin against the Lord?
我们来到主的跟前是不是那么单纯的尊主为大，讨他的喜悦，摆上我们的生命，我们的服侍，我们的一切。
When we serve the Lord, are we pure in our heart and that we can offer our lives, our everything to Him?
约瑟是经过一次、两次、三次的考验与炼净。
So Joseph went through two, three times the purifying from the Lord.
圣经里面很多的话说，鼎未炼银，无未炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
So the Bible says there is an urn or for purifying gold, and there's also for purifying silver, and yet the Lord tests our hearts.
说把银子里面的杂质炼掉，就能够成为他手中的器皿，对不对？
So when you
圣真言啊，诗篇里面很多这种的话。
So when you purify the silver, you remove all the dross, and so you become useful in God's hands.
约瑟直到最后，他在经过那么多13年的训练、熬炼。而且你看到圣经里面那么多篇没有怨言，
You know, Joseph went through 13 years of training, and we see that he had no complaints.
最后，这个九正，他在王面前，哎呀，我犯了大罪呀、啊，因为我忘恩负义呀、
啊。This chief butler finally realized, before king that I have sinned greatly.
因为只有当神再把那个梦，两个梦给法老，结果没有人能够解释，他突然想起来，那监狱里面还有一个难兄难弟，会解梦。我不知道你们有没有这种感觉啊，说求主赦免我们啊。
So when he finally, when Pharaoh was given the dream and no one could interpret it, this chief butler finally realized that he had this dear friend who saved him in the prison.
感谢主，约瑟经过13年的训练。
We thank the Lord, Joseph went through 13 years of training.
他本来是只会做梦的人。
He used to only be able to dream dreams.
但是经过这些的苦难，他生命成长。
But through these difficulties, his life matured.
他在两年前已经会给九正跟善长来解梦。
So 2 years before, he was able to interpret the dreams of the chief butler and the chief baker.
但是可能他身上还有一些杂质，神又叫他再多练了两年。
But maybe because he had some more impurities in his life, so God made him mature for 2 more years.
当这一次法老把两个梦啊告诉他的时候，我想弟兄姊妹我们都很清楚知道啊那个梦是什么。
So when Pharaoh told him about his 2 dreams, I think brothers and sisters know what those dreams are.
那是在41章啊，说七只肥壮的母牛被七只又干又瘦的吃掉。
We know the 7 fine-looking and fat cows was eaten up by the 7 poor and very ugly and gaunt cows.
然后另外一个梦是七个饱足的麦穗被七个细嫩的麦穗给吞掉。
And then the second dream was that the 7 heads, was full and good. They were swallowed up by 7 heads, which were withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind.
当他们请了所有的人都没有办法把约瑟请出来的时候。约瑟说：“你这两个梦是一个梦。”
And so no one could interpret it. And Joseph came and said, "Both of your dreams is one."
但是当他要给约法老解梦的时候，在41章14-16节，你看他那里不是说你这个东西我都知道啊，很骄傲，没有，他完全归荣耀给神。
But when he was able to interpret.You find in verse 16 that he was not very proud saying that he could interpret it, but he gave glory to God.
说这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。
And he says, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace.
姜弟兄在他那本书里面提到 一句话。
So Brother Kong had mentionedsomething in his book.
他说没有苦难的经历，人可以得到知识，却得不到智慧。
So he said, in man's experience without suffering, man cannot receive wisdom.
They can get knowledge, but not wisdom.
They can gain knowledge, but not wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神面前，你有真正从神来的，有真正因着敬畏神而神给你的悟性与智慧吗？
So brothers and sisters, before our Lord, do you have the fear of him, so that you have there is a understanding that he gives you?
我或者再讲提一点啊，今天在新约的时候呢，你们不要常常做梦。因为神的话已经透过圣经跟圣灵已经给你们了，你们不需要做太多梦。
So let me just say something else, that in our times of the New Testament, God has already given his words to us in the Bible, so there's no need to dream dreams.
你也不要自以为我会解梦。
And don't think that you can interpret dreams yourself.
但是属灵人可以参透万事，特别是在你自己身上的事，不要整天去指别人，你自己看主怎么带。
But the spiritual man can look through, penetrate all things.
但是他最后解的梦，叫这个外邦的王口服心服，对不对？
And so before this Gentile king, the way he interpreted the dream, fully convinced the king.
他最后就告诉他，这两个梦很简单，有七年丰年，跟着有七年的灾年，然后你这七年的丰年，你要一个有才干的人，储备粮食，为了后面要来七年的严重的荒年。
So he said the dreams are easy. They are both one. So there are seven good years of plenty, and then they will be followed by 7 years of famine. And then you should select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt.
所以在四十一章，法老和他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。法老对臣仆说：“像三十七，像这样的人。”有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？
So Pharaoh, he thought the idea was very good, and he said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?"
一个在神面前生命给炼净，活出神的良善的生命的时候，连外邦的王都碰到你的权柄。
So because if you're able to purify yourself, even a Gentile king can be touched by the hand of God.
我们在教会里面，我们要学习隐藏，让主先来炼净我们。
So in the church, we ought to learn to hide ourselves so that the Lord purifies us.
然后呢，是别人，甚至外邦的王，碰到身上基督的作王的生命，在。
And so that's when the Gentile king can touch that life of Christ in you, and he can be convinced.
41章39节那里说，法老对约瑟说，神既将这事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧，你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听你的话，唯独在宝座上的我比你大。41节，法老又对约瑟说，我派你治理埃及全地。我代表我们都在这个小子。
Verse 39, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you.
这里说，你在这里可以治理埃及全地。
So it says here that I have set you over all the land of Egypt.
你有没有想到创世纪一章神造人的时候说要你要治理这地？
Do you recall from Genesis 1 how God wants man to have dominion over the living things?
在他身上带出那个作王的生命。
Or that he can bring out the life of a king in him.
这个不是他在那里爬，在那里争，想办法向雅各里抓抓抓的。
This is not something that he gets himself, unlike Jacob who likes to grab these things.
他是顺服、谦卑，以至于死。
But he humbled to a point of death.
然后，
And God raised him.
神用他
，and God used him，
不单单叫他得着高位
，or that not only he received that high position，
而且叫他的部家，叫他的兄弟，叫在地上的万国因他而得着供应，得着粮食。
But through him that his household can receive provisions, that the countries, that the nations of the world can receive provisions。
大家都没有东西吃，万国都来找约瑟。法老说：“你们去找约瑟，他叫你们干什么，你们就干什么。”
So So all the nations were without food because of the famine. And the Pharaoh says, go and see Joseph. Whatever he says, you can do.
最后我再讲一点。
I will say
你不要误会他后来苦待他的哥哥好像给他们一点难处其实是为了成全他。
So do not misunderstand of the difficulties that he seemed to give to his brothers.
因为他要看到他的哥哥那些不爱他兄弟姐妹的到底最后有没有悔改。
Because he wanted to see whether his brothers who did not love him before, whether they have changed.
到了创世纪43章你就看到他的哥哥特别是犹大怎么样来爱护他的小弟弟便雅悯说把他扣下我来负责任有什么事情你追讨我。
Especially from Judah who would protect his youngest brother Benjamin, whatever happens to him, you can come to see me.
你看到他考验出他哥哥们现在对于兄弟对父亲的爱。
So he tested them and to see the love that his brothers now have toward his father.
所以他与弟兄相认的时候你看到这里说是他相认。
And so when he showed his own identity to his brothers, they embraced and they cried.
而且第五十章二十节那句话更说出他的信心声。
Chapter 50, verse 24. Verse 20.
说从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好。要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Verse 20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
你就看到，而且你看到雅各，他一直是一个抓不肯放，最后约瑟没有啊，他抓住便雅悯。
We see that Jacob used to like to grab, and so he was grabbing onto Benjamin.
但是最后你看到在创世纪43章，你们回去可以读一下啊。我只是读14节，那里他就叫他们把这个小弟弟带走啊，那他肯放手。
In chapter
14,
he says that to let them take Benjamin.
Yeah, 他说但愿全能的神使你们在那人面前蒙怜悯，释放你们那弟兄和便雅悯回来。最后一句话说，我若丧了儿子，就丧了吧。
May God Almighty give you mercy before the man.That he may release your other brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved.
他手上最后不肯放的那个便雅悯，他说：“若丧了儿子，就丧了吧。”
So the Benjamin that he refused to release, he says, "If I am bereaved, I am bereaved."
只有这样，叫雅各最后才能够不着账给法老祝福，带出。那完全以色列神王子的生命。
And so at the end, eventually Jacob was able to hold to the top of the staff and bless Pharaoh.
最后，虽然约瑟在埃及的高位上，
even though that Joseph was in the top position in Egypt,
但是他知道他们要回去。
But he knew that they had to go back.
他知道。在他有生之年他回不去
了。He knew that in his lifetime he would not return.
但是当你们回去的时候把我的孩子一定要带回应许地。
But when you return, please bring my bones up with you.
你看到这是一个神所要的良善作王的生命显出来的。
But we see that this is a man who has revealed the good And that God wants to.
所以今天神把我们放在这个环境底下。
So God puts us in this environment.
每个人的艰难，每个人的挑战是不一样。
So everyone's challenge is different.
但是这一切都是让我们存着敬畏神的心，让他的生命能够发表出来。
So this is all for us to have a fear of the Lord and that His life may be manifested.
叫神起初在人身上那个旨意，不单单能够彰显他的荣耀，还能够带出他的权柄、治理者。
Also, both the glory of God may be manifested from us, and also the authority, which is to have dominion over the living things.
所以求主就用着这些的话，我们彼此有一点的激励，叫我们做一个等候催促主回来的人。
So may these words encourage us, and that we may be those who bring about His coming.
叫我们在每个人透过属量给你的那一段经历，你能够活在这些环境之上，让主的美丽从你身上活出来，就供应了教会跟周围人的需要。
So may we live above our circumstances so that the beauty of the Lord may be manifested and be an encouragement to our brothers and sisters.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你把约瑟的这样一个一生摆在我们的跟前。
Oh Lord, we thank you for placing the life of Joseph before us.
你知道一切，还没有事情发生之前，你就打发约瑟到埃及去。
Lord, you know all things, and you have sent Joseph to Egypt before everything happened.
你用一些的话试炼他，但你所说的都应验在他身上。
Oh, you have said words to test him, and yet everything that you said have been realized on him.
你就要在他的生命里面被炼净，被训练，成为你手中所要的那一个人。
So you purified his life in your hands so that he can become useful for you.
愿意我们当中每一个神的儿女都是你用宝血买赎，你拣选，你要得着成为你手中合用器皿的。
Oh, may every one of our brothers and sisters may be purified and become one who is useful in your hands.
但愿我们在这里供应生命，叫人从我们身上得着粮食，得着神要他们所需要的一切。
So may we give life here and we can give provisions so that others may receive the Lord.
求主用着这些话来帮助我们，也叫我们能够更好的来在这个地方为你做见证。
Oh, may the Lord use these words and that we can give you even a better testimony here.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
你祝福在这里的见证，也祝福每一个人的儿女。
Oh, bless your testimony here and bless every brother and sister here.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
Give you all the glory.
感恩祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.